Milwaukee Public Schools may face an audit by the state legislature. That's the latest fallout from the district's financial crisis. It's Friday, June 28th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Mallory Chang. Coming up, the Wisconsin Supreme Court unanimously ruled that lower courts violated the First Amendment rights of an abortion protester. And Wisconsin construction companies are trying to get more women to join the industry. Stay with us.
Politics, environment, trade, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Milwaukee Public Schools could face another audit as Republican lawmakers say they plan to get involved in the district's financial troubles. This comes as Democratic Governor Tony Evers has called for an operational audit to review the district's processes and procedures, and an audit to analyze the district's instructional policies and methodologies. Senator John Jagler chairs the Senate Committee on Education. He says the district's issues extend beyond finances.
Nobody seems to be talking about the kids, and that's what's very frustrating to me is you know, we have a generation of kids that we failed, and we need to make those corrective changes now.
During the 2022 through 2023 school year, more than half of the students in Milwaukee Public Schools scored at a below basic level in reading, and 64% scored below basic in math. Two Wisconsin companies are joining a national effort to get more women in the construction industry. Jill Schultz has more.
Two boom lifts carry middle and high school girls into the air at Myron Construction's location in Menasha. It was part of the company's annual Build Like a Girl event, aimed at showing girls opportunities in the industry. Jenna Johanknet attended the event when she was in school. Now she's a virtual construction intern.
I just find this so exhilarating. I was one of these girls at one point, and now I'm teaching them what I know now.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics says there were nearly 340,000 open construction jobs nationally in April. Dave Walsh works in human resources with Myron. He says recruitment continues to be a challenge.
We're missing half the population right now if we're not enlisting women to help.
Last week, Myron and the Bolt Group signed on to a national pledge to bring 1 million women into the industry. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission has ruled that a second attempt to recall Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has failed. In a 4-2 decision, commissioners said the Racine Recall Committee collected hundreds of signatures outside of a 60-day window in state law. That's despite commission staff recommending the board find there were enough valid signatures. Commissioner Mark Thompson, a Democrat, encouraged his colleagues to approve the petition and let it go to the courts instead.
Personally, I think the recall is a waste of time, waste of money. But there is a constitutional right for these folks. And for us to say we are going to throw the sufficiency out now on this technical rule is going to be a farce.
A social media post from the Racine Recall Committee accused the Elections Commission of denying residents of their right. It also called for the Elections Commission to be dismantled. Wisconsin Supreme Court says an injunction against an anti-abortion protester violated his First Amendment rights. Sarah Lear has more on the unanimous decision to invalidate that civil order.
An appeals court previously upheld the injunction, which barred Brian Ash from being near a Planned Parenthood employee. Attorneys for the nurse practitioner argued Ash harassed and intimidated her, including following her to her car. And they cited comments like Ash telling the nurse she needed to repent or bad things would happen to her and her family. But justices determined that, in trying to balance the nurse's rights to privacy and freedom from fear, the order went too far in restricting Ash's right to protest in public places. The nurse practitioner, who previously worked at a clinic in Blair, has since retired. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up on this Friday, we have a story from Wisconsin Life about how an online avatar helped a trans woman express her identity. We'll be right back.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about identity in the real and digital worlds.
Anyone who uses social media presents a somewhat edited version of themselves. They're selective about what they post, they use photo filters, or they create cartoon-like stylized avatars as their profile image. WPR's Emily Ralph, a trans woman, used her Bitmoji avatar in her coming out process, slowly making changes in the digital realm before they became Emily's physical reality. Over time, Emily began to wonder what the experience was like for her Bitmoji on the other side of the digital divide. This story comes from the perspective of that Bitmoji.
I was born or created or whatever, maybe 6 of your years ago, but time here is different and too hard to explain. As I understand it, my world is part of what you call the internet. It's often loud and chaotic.
Killing it!
Celebrating Wednesday here is like your 4th of July or something.
Hey, it's hump day.
Yeah!
Our understanding is that we're a kind of reflection of you. And I know that because when you look at me, I see you too. Though separate beings, we are connected by creation. Not only are our images bonded together, but also emotion, thoughts, and our sense of self. That's how I first knew. I was created as male, but that was wrong. Here, I'm alone, but mostly because you haven't used the connect with friends feature. I'm not lonely, though. I have TV and newspapers, and there's an excellent public radio station.
Next, it's the cultural significance of Wednesday, but first, it's your birthday! Yay!
Mostly, though, I watch you. In my early days, as you made changes to my hair or clothes, I felt this overwhelming sadness pouring from you, like from an old, cracked, and moss-covered dam about to give way. I knew because you did that you were not made the right way, and that pain was bigger than the sky. Then one night while I was sleeping, you made a change to my physical appearance settings, and I was suddenly whole, suddenly fully formed, and it was wonderful beyond words. Around this time, you began using me as your representative image in all kinds of places. I was in Twitter, which I'm guessing is why you have me standing next to a dumpster fire. I appeared in Facebook, in some kind of step tracking app. Then slowly you brought me to where you work, through Zoom, Google Meet, and Slack. You made me your face in your world, and I began to understand why. I knew that for you, the thing that was wrong was orders of magnitude more complicated than changing a setting, but that me being there first would make it easier. Over time, you made my hair longer and added cute earrings and makeup, and I saw you were changing too. At first it was a smile, then your clothes, then something with your face and lasers, which sounds scary, like we use lasers in our extravagant It's Wednesday celebrations. It made you smile even more, so it must be worth it. From my place as the image in your health app, I see appointments with specialty doctors who help change your physical form to align with gender settings. As we draw closer together, I feel you will soon overtake me, that my assignment of being there first will come to an end, and soon it will be your pretty face on Slack, Zoom, Facebook, and Twitter. I am excited for you and proud of you, and I will always be here for you, but now it's your time.
That was producer Emily Ralph's Bitmoji. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And that's today's podcast for this Friday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Mallory Chang. Our producers today were Rob Menser and John Davis. You can catch us every weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.